Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Talk That Talk Tuesday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Only we'll hear that intro this morning, and my apologies for the little, I guess like a minute delay, because my switchboard needed to completely pull up. But I hope you're ready, because Cousin Linda and I will be talking about summertime travel deals, staycations and vacations from the U.S. to abroad. Cousin Linda is planning a early fall vacation to Paris, but we're talking summer travel. And like I said before, my cousin Linda, author, worldwide traveler, Ms. Linda White Oliver of Dallas, Texas, and also of Jackson. She's a native of Jackson and regularly comes back to Jackson. Is online also to share her expertise and share travel tips and advice with all of us. So thank you so much for taking time with us. Happy, is it proper to say happy Jubilee to friends in the UK that are listening and worldwide, those that are just so excited about what's going on in the UK now. Tune to MSNBC right now, Morning Joe, and they're showing footage from what's going on right now. But again, thank you so much. And remember, this morning, my dear friend, my longtime friend, hardworking Otha Kane, Mr. Otha Kane, is presenting a Stop the Violence breakfast this morning on Hanging Moss Road, a prayer breakfast. Tweet him at OthorC, O-T-H-O-R-C, Hanging Moss Road Church of Christ. I hope I have the name right, because it's literally walking distance from my house. I won't be in attendance, but those of you that can make it, be sure to support Other and all of his colleagues and preachers and parents and kids and community activists and those who care about that really want to see the violence cease here in the city of Jackson. Not just one neighborhood, but the entire city. We definitely need to, we really need to band together to stop this violence. And that's a good place to be right there this morning on Hanging Moss Road, because you all know and a lot of times it doesn't make the news, some of the violence that happens right here in this North Jackson area. And but the whole city is I'm just going to be quiet and stop rambling. But if you can make it to this event, please do. You can email Otha at othakane@gmail.com. And also visit his Facebook page at Otha Kane also for more information. But it's the church that's right behind Sivalon on Hanging Moss Road. Hanging Moss Road Church of Christ. I want to make sure I have the name right. But prayer breakfast at 8 o'clock. It's a free breakfast also. So I must put emphasis on that. It's a free breakfast. So it's all about gathering together and praying for the violence to cease right here in the city of Jackson. I only played that intro song because we don't want to take up a lot of time, because we need to get to the gritty about travel, staycations, and vacation deals. But before I go any further, I want to shout out my friends Black Essex Granite in Dallas, Texas. Remember, they are presenting their first VIP business networking event a week after my birthday. I'm celebrating my birthday in the month of August, August the 18th. And the booths are $25, but if you sell 10 tickets, you can get your vendor booth for free. And it's going to be an amazing event. It starts at 10, not too early, and it ends at 6, not too late, at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites at 6055 LBJ Freeway in Dallas, 75240. You can email them at blackessexgranite@gmail.com. The business line is 214-742-9372. Enjoy the sounds of live entertainment, a catered buffet, seminar speakers, networking with others, and VIP black carpet presentations, a full day and evening of excitement. And if you're wondering, what is Black Essex Granite? Black Essex Granite is a marketing company. They specialize in marketing, advertising, promoting, branding, PR consulting, and management. Major events, parties, such as red and black, white carpet events, community events, club events, Grammy and award-winning events, gala events, and anything media. And if you definitely want to like upgrade in your Facebook marketing and online marketing, you definitely should contact Black Essex Granite. So I want to reserve my booth. I haven't been to Dallas in so long, and you all always hear me talking about it. I need to get to Dallas. And so it looks like I will be there to celebrate my birthday also, because I am reserving a booth and will definitely be there. I get a lot of you are saying about time. My friend Deshaun Brown, which runs Deshaun's Catering. So visit her at deshaunscatering.com. She's talking about coming here. It's taking me so long to get to Dallas. She's talking about coming here to Jackson to celebrate her birthday here also. So shout out to my friend Deshaun. But it's time for Cousin Linda. And before we end, also, my friend with the Saints, Drew Brees and his wife, they are looking for they're hiring. Drew Brees and his wife, Brittany, are hiring. Drew and his wife are starting a new clothing company that is debuting this fall. They're seeking an experienced manager with apparel experience to develop, launch, and manage a brand. And the candidate must be independent and require no training. He or she must be educated with a apparel industry background and must know how to effectively manage a board of advisors. And you need to contact them today, no later than 12 p.m. Send them your email with a 500-word or less summary that explains why you're experienced enough and why you are qualify to launch a celebrity endorsed apparel line. The email address is Breeze, B-R-E-E-S, Entrepreneur, E-N-T-R-E, P-R-E-N-E-U-R at IDEA Village.org. Okay, your experience must be a BA required, but MBA preferred, and a minimum of 5 years work experience in combination of the following areas: apparel and retail operations and management, brand development, project management, manufacturing and distribution, strategic alliance and partnership management, entrepreneur and early stage growth, direct wholesale and online sales, cause marketing. Your skills must be leadership, communication, project management, relationship development, management, analytic and strategic thinking, multitasking, organization, process management, creativity, and financial management. And your compensation would be the entrepreneur would be compensated with equity, ownership, and variable compensation linked to mutually determined performance metrics. So the interview schedule is going to be tomorrow, information session for invited applicants. And then week of June 11th is going to be the first round of interviews. Then June 18th is going to be the second round of interviews. So due to the anticipated volume of applicants, they can only respond to the candidates who are selected to attend the information session and to interview. So go ahead and email Drew Breeze and his wife Brittany at breezeentrepreneur@ideavillage.org if you think you qualify for that position. I can if he would like me, I can definitely be on his design team, helping with designs and sales and marketing. But I just wanted to get that out because the deadline is this afternoon. So without any further ado, I don't want to take up too much time of what we're supposed to be talking about in regards to travel deals. And I have seen just so much information, and I have information to share with you regarding Mississippi and the South and the U.S. And, of course, my cousin is an expert worldwide with regard to travel advice. So here we go, and thank you for joining. And please call us if you have any questions or need to make any comments or share any travel tips of your own along with regarding summer travel, staycations or vacations. Morning, Cousin Linda.
Good morning, Cousin Bethany, and listeners and bloggers and emailers. Hope everybody's having a happy Tuesday.
Exactly. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, and good afternoon. Yes, and good afternoon to your listeners that are in the international areas.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, we were talking about the heat in London in celebration of Jubilee, and it turned out it rained this weekend.
Yeah,
it looked
like
what were you saying?
I was just going to say it looks like it turned a bit cold.
Yeah, I was like, wow, it rained. Mm-hmm. But they said today,
but,
like right now, it's clear.
Yeah, it didn't put a dampen on anybody's parade. They had a blast.
So that, I guess we could start talking about that. I had some information to share regarding Mississippi and U.S. travel. But traveling international, how does one prepare for change of weather?
Just try to be prepared when you do go to see what the weather is going to be. You can access that on online. A lot of times I will go to CNN.com and get the seven-day forecast. You know, when you go to CNN.com, there's or either your local weather might be able to provide you with weather overseas to the various countries that you're going to visit. And get your seven day forecast. It will a lot of times give you the forecast in Celsius and Fahrenheit.
Yes.
And because I know when I get ready to go to Paris, I always check that out. So I pack according to the weather, and I always take a collapsible umbrella. You never know when you're going to get a little unexpected shower or a downpour, so it's best to have a collapsible umbrella in your carry-on or your luggage. And a lightweight jacket or something. I've started taking a throw to bring on the plane since you have to pay for blankets now. So just go get to the dollar store or somewhere and get an inexpensive throw to make sure you'll be comfortable on the plane and in the airport. Sometimes airports can be unbearably cold. You may have an unexpected layover. The plane may be late leaving, so you'll have your blanket, and sometimes a little pillow might come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good advice as far as the weather. If you're going to travel internationally and you don't have a passport, you want to apply for your passport from the State Department as soon as possible to make sure it arrives way before you're going to leave. And don't ever, and this advice is probably for people who already know this, but you may have some virgins out there who've never traveled internationally.
Exactly,
don't
like myself. I get the information, but I need to go ahead and apply for my passport. So, yes, it's very important to know this.
Okay, well, make sure you keep your passport handy. You don't want to pack it in your suitcase because you have to show it, going. When you're at the airport, when you're entering another country, sometimes if you're going to exchange currency, they will ask to see a passport. Sometimes if you're shopping with a credit card in a foreign country, they will ask to see your passport. So that is a very, very important document.
So your passport should always be quickly accessible. I'm good about toting big bags. I mean, purses. So don't have it at the bottom of the purse. Have it in a side pocket or something where you can easily access it, huh?
Yes, and make sure if you're carrying a large purse like that you hold it very closely to your body, because cities like London and Paris are known for pickpockets on the metro and the tube.
Uh-huh.
And in London, I think Piccadilly Circus, that area is known for pickpockets too. But when you get to Paris, they definitely tell you when you're on the metro or the subway, as we call it, to make sure you keep valuables close and hold on to your purses because of pickpockets and purse snatchers. I've never had any problem in either city, but you just never know. You know, some people may come... Yeah, because some people come from areas where it's very safe, like where I am in this part of Dallas. It's extremely safe, and you don't have to worry about somebody attacking you or taking your purse or even your fine jewelry if you're wearing fine jewelry.
And you have to be conscious when you're warned about certain areas when you travel abroad.
Yes. Now, some areas are super safe. Like, I always feel very, very safe in Paris. But there are some areas where even reading travel information, it will tell you to be very careful, and especially at night. You don't want to be somewhere you're not familiar with in dark, not well-lighted areas. And you also want to learn a few phrases of the language of the country where you'll be visiting. You can get Rick Steves' little books, and you can get them online. And you'd like to familiarize yourself with restaurants and just all kinds of little things that you would normally do on any vacation.
Okay. I hope you all are listening, first-time travelers and seasoned travelers also. Sometimes I have to be reminded, I'm sure.
Yes, and I know they know when they go to the airport not to have anything over the 3-ounce limit. If you're going to pack liquids or whatever, or creams even, it's more than 3 ounces, you're going to have to put that in your suitcase or it will be confiscated.
Oh, yes, definitely inform those like myself and others, yeah, Wow, because there will be a lot of first-time travelers going to London since the Summer Olympics.
The Olympics,
right.
The corner.
So a lot of listeners need to listen to this advice, because this will be many people first-time traveling overseas to attend the Olympics. And it's good you mentioned it about the transit system, because I've been seeing a lot of reports from London regarding how the transit systems are preparing for the tourism of the visitors that will be coming visiting the UK for the Olympics. So I was wondering why they were talking about upgrading the security, and they mentioned that about like I've been seeing stories about like pickpockets. Those that pick your pockets and so on, that people need to be safer, and just how they're trying to prepare for the millions of people that will be visiting this area.
Yes.
Wow. I know you have to be careful when traveling, but I didn't know it was that wild. So I have always heard that when traveling in London or Paris, you should not carry those big bags, carry items that you can hold close to your body.
Yeah, you can carry your large bag if you want to, but like I said, just make sure you hold on to it real tight. Oh, and make sure you have a copy of your passport in case it gets lost or stolen, and you want to have numbers to the State Department who you can contact. If you're going to use credit cards or your debit card overseas, make sure you call your bank and let them know prior to going. I call American Express all the time and let them know, and they say, well, it doesn't matter. You know, you can use your card without any problem, but I like to make sure, because I got surprised with the MasterCard and the Visa one time in Paris. I didn't think that I had to let them know that I was going overseas, because I never had to contact American Express. They denied my card at my hotel, no less. I couldn't pay for my hotel bill. Thank God Michael was with me, and he loaned me the euros, because I had foolishly spent money. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was in a restaurant, and they denied my card. I thought it was just the restaurant, but when I got ready to pay for my hotel, and thank God I paid in advance when I arrived, because I always like to make sure that hotel bill is taken care of, so there won't be any surprises, like I've spent all my money tipping or bought that extra bottle of perfume. And about 3 days before we were going to come back to the States, I said, let me go ahead and take care of this hotel bill. And the strange thing about it, I had used my card once and had no problem. But I know the second time I tried to use it at a restaurant, and it was denied, and I said, oh, it's probably just a restaurant. But when I started to pay my hotel bill, and that was denied. So when I came back to the States, I mean, I called the bank and was just furious. And they said, well, Ms. Oliver, you didn't tell us you were going overseas, and we thought your card had been stolen, even though I hadn't reported it stolen.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that was supposedly their security. And my bank did the same thing with my debit card. They told me when I opened the account that I said I didn't want to use more than $200 a day. And if I decided to, you know, use the card or go to an ATM and use more than $200 a day, then put a freeze on it. I said, I don't recall doing that, and that's why they had put a freeze on my debit card. So it was just a mess, and if Michael hadn't been there, I'd have been having to call the States and ask somebody to wire money. Or there's a number on the back of your credit card that usually says you can call them collect. But, I think it was just easier for me to go ahead and bum some money from a friend. But just, you know, make sure you cover all bases before you travel overseas.
And it's good you had a friend traveling with you at that time, because what if you were traveling alone? Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. I shudder to think what would have happened. Like I said, I could have called the States and had somebody wire me some money, but that was an expense and an inconvenience that would have been very unnecessary, you know, bugging people.
When you had already dotted all your I's and crossed your T's in preparation for your trip, I know you were furious because your card had not been reported stolen. Wow.
Right.
And so even for you all traveling to America from other countries, same advice, I imagine. be sure to contact all of your credit card providers and everyone that you need to before traveling to the U.S. so that won't happen to you over here in the States. Wow. Because I know you. You're prepared. So I know you were just dumbfounded. Like, what? Decline?
Yes. And another travel tip that I always use is I make sure I pack several pairs of underwear in my carry-on, and at least one pair. One pair of clean jeans and some nice walking shoes in case they lose your luggage. They lost my luggage when I went to Italy, an 8-day trip to Italy, 3 cities, and I had to buy T-shirts and underwear in each city.
And
things like that can be expensive.
They weren't inexpensive T-shirts and underwear.
Right.
Wow.
And, that's very, irritating, I guess, for lack of a better word, when you're told your luggage is coming and you wait until the next day, it doesn't show up, and you wait till the next day, it doesn't show up. Well, it's time to go to the next city. And then you get there, and your luggage is coming, and it doesn't. I mean, the trip could have been ruined, but I made the best of it. But I don't ever want to lose luggage again. And thank goodness I had packed a few extras. But for an 8-day trip, I just didn't put that much in a carry-on bag.
So travelers, take note. And that's even if you're not traveling out of your country, out of your respective mm-hmm. country, take note to have extra items like underwear and extra pair of changing clothes, jeans, T-shirts, walking shoes. Yeah, because I can just imagine if you're in heels or guys are in uncomfortable shoes, you need some comfortable shoes also. If something happens to your leg, getting lost on a different flight.
Yeah, and don't forget when you're going through the TSA checkouts, make sure before you get to the table that you've removed everything you think is going to cause a delay. You know, have your laptop out, your camera, your jewelry, your belts for guys or women if you have a belt buckle you think is going to set off or trigger an alarm, and have your shoes removed.
Okay.
And I always keep my ticket in my purse. Because they're going to want to see that, too.
Okay. So, guys, ladies, a lot of guys have man bags. Guys and females, keep your tickets easy to assist. Not easy to get pickpocketed, but easy for you to assist.
Right.
Right.
And when you travel overseas, be aware of a VAT, value-added tax. I think they call it something else now, but I just always refer to it as a VAT.
Uh-huh.
If you spend a certain amount of money, you are able to apply to get that tax back. Sometimes you can fill out a form at the airport, or sometimes the retailer might have the form for you to get your money back, because in some areas the taxes are quite expensive. And I like to buy my perfume when I'm in Paris, and I have learned to just wait until I'm coming home and buy that perfume at the duty-free shop, because I don't want to get it. Yeah, I don't want it to get confiscated, and I don't want to have to pay a tax on it. So duty-free means you don't pay the local taxes.
Okay,
and you can sometimes get some really good bargains.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard, like, some friends that want to bring, like, certain, not just items, but, like, certain foods. Mention something about.
Yeah, you can't bring fresh food, like fruit and stuff back. Some countries have fruits that you might not be able to get in your area of the United States.
Exactly.
That will be confiscated. And going into another country with fresh fruit is going to be confiscated. I had some delicious peaches that a friend in Memphis, Tennessee had given me. My flight left out of Memphis, and she brought me this huge bag of fresh peaches. on a trip to Jamaica. And, of course, when I got to the airport in Jamaica, they confiscated my peaches. And then what's so killing, I saw the guard there eating my peaches. No, did not wait for me to get out of sight. Just commenced to start eating them. But, and in Paris, you know, I always want to bring back some French wine. And I used to buy it at the store because they have these Monoprix stores. It's kind of like a combination grocery store and retail store. And I would buy my wine there, but I don't know. They may confiscate it, so I just always get my wine now at the duty-free shop. I don't have to worry about the 3-ounce thing.
So you save...
Or paying taxes.
You save those purchases for last minute for the duty-free.
Yes, because that's for... Yeah, that's where I got your magazine, was at the airport. At one of the newsstands.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But are those normal taxes? Are those the taxes for tourists?
VAT taxes are for everybody.
Wow, because I know you mentioned there. I know you noticed that it can be... I know you mentioned that it could be expensive, so that's why I was wondering if it was just for tourists or for everyone. Wow.
Everyone has to pay that tax. Now, in French restaurants, the tip has already been included, and you don't have to tip in the restaurant. But coming from America, you know, it's just ingrained in us to tip. You don't have to in Paris, but if you feel like you've gotten really good service, then I always leave a little extra. You know, maybe maybe 1 euro or 2 euro. 2 euro is a really good tip.
I'm glad you mentioned tip, and that's a topic that we like to discuss on the show anyway about tipping. So it's good you mentioned that about tipping. So all countries aren't so into tipping like we are, huh? I thought tipping was worldwide. So in Paris,
like
you don't
to
tip.
No, because it's already included in the price of your meal.
Uh-huh. Wow, here in America, they can
tip. Is expected.
Uh-huh, yes, even if it's, what is it called, a gratuity, or what is it called?
Yeah, a gratuity.
Even if, if it is in the meal, they still want a tip. Okay.
Yeah. Now, when I went to Singapore, now this was way back 30-something years ago, I went to Singapore in like 85, I think, and there was no tipping period. We didn't have to tip the taxi driver. We didn't have to tip in restaurants or the hotel employee.
No.
There was just no tipping. Because I gave one of the bellboys a tip in Singapore at my hotel. He was highly insulted, but I just did not know. I did not know. I did not know that they didn't have tipping there. You see, I hadn't done my homework.
And you didn't want to, you probably trying not to insult him. Wow.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So your advice is also to kind of learn the customs and the etiquette to whatever country you're visiting also.
Exactly. And like I said, all that information is easily accessible on the Internet. And if you don't have access to a computer or if you don't feel comfortable using computers, because some people my age don't have computers, and they can go to the library and check out books or just stay at the library and read the book on the various countries that you'll be visiting.
Wow. Yeah, because right before the show, I visited the state government website. And it mentioned that it's important to register at travelregistration.stategov before traveling international. And it provided so much information, but it's important to register at travelregistration.stategov.
What is it? Travel who?
This is
say it again, Beth.
Travel registration .state.gov. It's a federal website for international travel and passport information. And it stated that it's important to register with the travel registration .state.gov before traveling internationally. So you can be informed on everything that you need to know when traveling internationally, and in case any emergencies happen, and you can be informed, and I guess can keep in touch with the states also regarding your travel whereabouts.
A lot of people think that if you get in trouble or something, you can just go to the American Embassy and everything will be made all better. That's not the case.
A lot of red tape.
Well, a lot of times they don't get involved in those kinds of issues. So it's best to have a link back home. I know I always make several copies of my itinerary and send them to people who don't have computer access, or I will email my itinerary to my email buddies so somebody will know where I am at all times.
Because it was so comforting to me to have all your information regarding your last trip to Paris. I felt so comforting. Mm-hmm. And then with that blizzard that had happened in Paris, I felt, I felt good and comforted that I did have your information that I could, that made me feel so much better. Because if I had not had that information, I would have been just really going crazy. So thank you for that. Yeah, that's real important to for you and for your loved ones to know your whereabouts and your itinerary. Because that happened a lot during your vacation in Paris, because I was like, whoo, because I told Mother, I said, well, I do have Linda's itinerary and information. So, so I didn't bug you, but I was tempted to call you a couple times. Are you okay? but you were having a blast, so.
Oh, yes, cold weather and the sleet and the ice didn't bother me, because when we arrived, it was so much snow on the ground and slosh everywhere. And my friend that went with me, Betty Jo, who lives in Houston, I could tell she was a little uncomfortable at first, and she doesn't really like super cold weather, but she had this long, full-length black glamour mink coat, and she had put on a couple of sweaters underneath. And, in fact, when we were outside, she'd have on so many clothes under that coat that she'd get too warm. And especially when we go into a restaurant or a store or something, you'd see her coming out of all those sweaters. But you can dress accordingly. You don't have to have a fur coat, because I've gone over there in the wintertime without a fur coat. And just make sure you have a thick sweater underneath, because when Michael goes, he usually just wears layers of sweaters, because he only has a short leather coat, and he'll keep a skull cap, because you're going to need something on your head that wind and stuff can get so cold it might freeze your ears off. So make sure you have a scarf or hat, a cap or something. But, Michael just dresses warmly. He said he can't be bothered with an overcoat.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. He's one of those, I want to be hands-free traveling.
So looking cute.
Yeah, and on undergarments galore.
Yeah.
And his layers of sweaters. Looking handsomely cute.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's something. So, wow.
But me, on the other hand, I got to be warm. Forget the cute thing, because in Paris, everybody wants to dress a certain way. And they don't want to stand out like a tourist, because a lot of people don't want you to know that they're a tourist. And I'm like, well, I am a tourist. I don't care if you know I'm a tourist, even in Paris. I don't care that you know I'm a tourist. I mean, if you start talking to me and as soon as I open my mouth, you're going to know I'm a tourist. So what's the problem?
That's why some Americans, I guess, automatically get those accents when they move to Paris or London or visit.
Because
there's some people that
just
visit for a week or two and come back with the thickest accents.
They're fake. but I always want you to know I am a tourist in case I make a faux pas like I did in Singapore, you know, trying to tip somebody in a country where tips were not necessary or kind of like forbidden.
Because you're definitely in trouble if you're supposed to know. I'm a long-time resident. So if you're visiting, you didn't know.
I remember years ago when I was married and my husband and I took a trip to New Orleans and we were in the French Quarter. And you know how they have people, the homeless, are laying out on the street and they have little hats and little cups or whatever for you to put money in there. And this was back in the 70s, I'll never forget it. And so I put some money in one of the homeless person's hats that he had on the sidewalk. And my ex-husband, Glenn Oliver, got all excited. But don't do that, don't do that. People are going to think you a tourist. I said, they'll be thinking, right, I am a tourist. What's
and
the big deal?
It's good you mentioned that. Now, next to the listeners, we'll talk more about travel deals and traveling in the U.S. and abroad also. But it's good you mentioned that because a website that I was looking at before the show regarding road trips, it's called RoadsideAmerica.com. I was looking at it for the state of Mississippi, but I'm sure you can look up any state for Roadside America. And it states at RoadsideAmerica.com that it's all about road trip sites and going to off-beat attractions. And that means attractions that's not normally for tourism, you know, but for locals. So that's something that you mentioned that no one wants to be seen as a tourist.
And I don't understand that. I don't care if I stick out like a sore thumb. I'm a tourist and I'm proud. I'm proud to be a tourist.
I like it when people find out you're a tourist. I like to know about off-beaten areas, but when you're a tourist, it seems like some of the locals will show you other places, you know, that you probably didn't know about.
Exactly.
So when you're to others that, hey, I want to know and learn and see all that I can see, then that's when people say, well, oh, my goodness, you need to visit this area. You need to visit here. That's what I like about being a tourist.
Me too, because that's what happened to Glenn and I years ago when we went to Mexico. This guy, you know, one of the local men knew that we were from the States, and Glenn had given him a big tip. And he just took us some of everywhere off the beaten track and gave us a lot of good information, you know, about what to do and what not to do during our visit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. We have about one more minute. Do you have any words to conclude or a website people should visit?
Just do as much research as you can because I don't have any websites, you know, because there's so many. But just do as much research prior to your vacation.
Exactly. One website that I like that I get a lot of information from, and I just like their Facebook page. But I always get information from this website, and it's Booking.com. You probably know about Booking.com, Cousin Linda. So I'm amazed that it seems like a legitimate online hotel reservation company. I always get information from them, and then I checked out their Facebook page, and their Facebook page is pretty amazing, too.